January 24th, 1923. The Most Holy Trinity reflected upon earth. Triple Acts. How it had been reserved for Louisa to open the doors of the eternal volition. I spent all these days in a sea of bitterness, because Blessed Jesus very often deprives me of His lovable presence. And if He makes Himself seen, I see Him in my interior, immersed in a sea whose waves rise above Him in act of submerging Him. And in order not to be submerged and suffocated, He moves His arm, rejects the wave, and with pitiful eyes, He looks at me, asking for my help, and says to me, "My daughter, see how the sins are so many that they want to submerge me. Don't you see the waves that they send me, such that if I did not shake my arm, I would be drowned?" What sad times, which will carry sad consequences. And while he's saying this, he hides more within my interior. What pain to see Jesus in this state. These are pains that torture the soul and tear it to shreds. Oh, how one would want to suffer any martyrdom in order to relieve sweet Jesus. And then, this morning, it seemed to me that my lovable Jesus could not take any more. And making use of His power, He came out from inside that sea, full of all those weapons capable of wounding and even of killing, which struck terror at the mere sight. And leaning His head upon my breast, all afflicted and pale, but beautiful, of an enrapturing beauty, He told me, "My beloved daughter, I could take no more. If justice wants its course, my love too wants to pour itself out and follow its way. This is why I have come out of the horrible sea which the sins of creatures form around me in order to give filled to my love, to come and pour myself out with the little daughter of my will. You too could not take any more. In the horrible sea, I heard the rattle of your agony because of my privation. And as though putting everyone aside, I have run to you to pour myself out and to let you pour yourself out in love with me, so as to give you life again." And while saying this, he squeezed me tightly to himself. He kissed me and placed his hand upon my throat, almost to relieve me from the pain that he himself had given me a few days ago when, as he pulled my nerves strongly at the place of my heart, which correspond to my throat, I remained as though suffocated. My Jesus was all love and wanted me to render back to him the kisses, the caresses, the squeezes that he gave me. Then, after this, I understood that he wanted me to enter into the immense sea of his will, to be cheered from the sea of the sins of creatures. And I, clinging to him more tightly, said, "My beloved good, together with you, I want to follow all the acts that your humanity did in the divine will. Wherever you reached, I too want to reach, so that in all your acts you may find mine as well. So, just as your intelligence in the supreme will went through all the intelligences of creatures in order to give to the celestial Father glory, honor, and reparation for each thought of creature in a divine manner, and seal each one of their thoughts with the light and the grace of your will, I too want to go through each thought, from the first to the last that will have life in human minds, to repeat what was done by you. Even more, I want to unite myself with the acts of our celestial mama, who never remained behind, but always ran together with you, and with those which your saints have done. At this last word, Jesus looked at me and all tenderness told me, "My daughter, in my eternal will, you will find all my acts, as well as those of my mama, which enveloped all the acts of creatures, from the first to the last that will exist, as though within a mantle. This mantle is as though made as two. One rose up to heaven to give back to my Father, with a divine will, all that creatures owed him, love, glory, reparation, and satisfaction, while the other remained as defense and help of creatures. No one else has entered into my divine will to do all that my humanity did. My saints have done my will, but have not entered into it to do all that my will does, taking all acts as though in a twinkling of an eye, from the first to the last man, and making themselves actors, spectators, and divinizers. By doing my will, one does not arrive at doing all that my eternal volition contains. Rather, it descends into the creature as limited, as much as the creature can contain of it. Only one who enters inside, expands and diffuses himself like solar light in the eternal flights of my volition, and finding my acts and those of my mama, he places his own. Look inside my will. Are there perhaps other acts of creature multiplied within mine, reaching up to the last act that is to be performed on this earth? Look well. You will find none. This means that no one has entered. It had been reserved for my little daughter to open the doors of my eternal volition so as to unify her acts with mine and with those of my mama and render all our acts triple before the Supreme Majesty and for the good of creatures. Now, since I have opened the doors, others may enter, provided that they dispose themselves to such a great good. So, I continued to go around in his will, together with Jesus, to do what was done by him. And then we looked at the earth together. How many horrible things could be seen, and how the preparations for war continued, such as to be horrifying. All trembling, I found myself inside myself. Then, after a little while, he came back and continued to speak about his most holy will, saying to me, "My daughter, my will in heaven contained the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One was the will of the three divine persons. While they were distinct among themselves, yet their will was one. And being the only will acting within us, it formed all our happiness and our equality in love, in power, in beauty. If instead of one will, there had been three wills, we could not be happy, and even less could we make others happy. We would have been unequal in power, in wisdom, in sanctity. So, our one will acting within us is all our good, from which so many seas of happiness are released that no one can penetrate down to the bottom. Now, seeing the great good of acting alone in three distinct persons, our will wants to act alone in three distinct persons on earth. And these are the mother, the son, and the spouse. From them, it wants to release more seas of happiness, which will bring immense goods to all the pilgrim souls. All amazed, I said, "My love, who will be this fortunate mother, this son, and this spouse, which will veil the Trinity on earth, and in whom your will be one?" And Jesus, "What? Have you not understood? Two of them are already at their place of honor. My divine mama and I, eternal word, son of the celestial father, and son of the celestial mother, since by incarnating myself in her womb, I became her own son. The spouse is the little daughter of my will. I am in the center. My mama is at my right, and the spouse at my left. As my will acts in me, it echoes to the right and to the left, and forms one single will. This is why I have poured so many graces in you. I open the doors of my will. I reveal to you the secrets, the prodigies which my will contains, to open many ways, so that you might be reached by the echo of my will, and, losing your own, you might live with my will alone. Aren't you happy?" And I, "Oh, thank you, O Jesus, and I pray you, let it be that I may follow your will."